figure Bishul is on the base. What do you prefer?
I think Schita we're going to get to in Hachavis anyway.
Yeah, I got to a little bit of Hachavis, but I think we'll start with Schita, and then if we have time, we'll go to the Bishul part. All right? Makes sense? Am I correct? Today's Kufnam Hei?
Yeah.
Okay. So Kufnam Hei actually begins Kufnam Gimel. That's where Sugi actually begins. In Sochnes Apeyas Ahotim Mehem Mashkin, says the Mishnah. V'yotzu Me'atzman Asurim. So the Gemara has over here in Kufnam Gimel on the base. Mode, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, Le'ochle Ne'yotzim Mutzim, Mashkin Yotzim Mehem Osim. Talk about the B'diyevim. Omer Yom Hashmuel, Mode Yom Yehuda Lechachamim B'chizeis Vanovim. My timer came to L'schita Ninu, Yorav Daite. So Zeis Vanovim is much worse. Says the Gemara, Umodim Chachamim L'Rabbi Yehuda B'shar Peres. So wait a second. This is great. Everyone agrees to everybody else. No machlokes anymore. He agrees to this one. He agrees to what are they fighting about? Mara says, Tutim V'rimonim Pligi. So there are three levels. It's Klon the Gemara. There are three levels. There's Zaysim and Anovim, the most Chomor. Then there's Tutim Rimonim is in the middle. And then there's what they call Shar Peres, which is the most Kal. Okay? That's what it says. So what's the difference? So Rashi explains on Kufam Gil and Beis. The Ruba and the Schit the Kaim. Ruba and the Schit the Kaim is a more Machmer by Zaysim. It's all done by the Yevit, understand? We're not discussing the Chathilis. Okay, Tutim v'rimonim is sort of in between. Shar Peres, says Rashi. Lekel the ball of the mashkin. To quote the Rashi and Nafkup, I'm giving a base, the Ramaslam is starboard at three levels. Zeisim anovim, the majority is for the liquid. In other words, oil and wine, respectively. Then we have Tutim anovim, which is berries. What I say, Tutim v'rimonim. Berries and pomegranates. Some people use it for their liquid, right? Berry juice or pomegranate juice, if I can get them down on the west side somewhere. And most people don't use it for to eat it, not to drink. And Shar Peres, I give an example of watermelon. They have watermelon juice? I never heard of this thing. Have you heard of it? So, I had to get watermelon. So it's watermelon, not made for juice at all. That's what's called Shar Peres. Everyone with me so far?
Does it change with the times?
Oh, very good. Could not change with the times is question number one. And question number two, how specifically do we define each species? Oranges, for example. Different kinds of oranges. Some oranges are made primarily for eat. Some are they're called juice oranges. They're grown in order to make it to juice. Right? That's the second question, right? You know what I'm saying? In other words, even if you're right, we change with the times, the question is how do they change? That's a good question. That's an excellent question. How much of a change do we actually say? These are all excellent questions. So Rabbi Osai, let's start a little bit and try to analyze these things as the Gemara goes on. Fine. Now I go to Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Fine. Well, so Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Shel Beis Menashe B'Rav Menachem, about the 10th line. Ha'yusofnen B'Rimonim. There were different, and what else? Other places, what they did. Other kinds of fruits are described over here. And I'm going to go to the bottom line of Kufem Dalma, the last word. The Tanya, Sochtin, the Pagoyin, over Prishin, over Uzrudin, Avalob, Rimonim. And Beis Menashe did Rimonim as well. What's Pshat and all these things? So Rashi explains, top line, the lavu chaya bahachi, ain't kamishim dosh. Not rimonim, the chaya bahachi. So Rashi seems to go again the shitasa from before, that there are different levels. There's something which is mostly, that's zeisim vanovim. Then there are those who are daka bakach, but it's not the majority. That's tutim rimonim, etc. And it's pagoyin, prishin, and ozra. That's what they call watermelon today. No one normally squeezes that to get. To make juice. Fine? Good. And the Gemara seems to say, here, over here, came in the lab and a schit and inu, afilu lechatchila. Oh, because we didn't have before. On previous daf, it just said b'di'evah the juice is mutter. Here it says, he goes as far as to say it's mutter to even squeeze it l'chatchila if it's not derech shchit. That's it. La b'nei shchit. Fine. Now Rabosa, the Gemara is over here on daf kuf mem heim and alf to the very end. Today's daf. There's two lines. Bar Torah ein ochayev al adrisa zaysin v'anovim bilvad. Rashi. Kloma. Osra Torah melocha v'adricha zaysin v'anovim. Hu davi melocha. Avol shav adricha slav ruchayev ahachi. V'lav melocha ninu. Okay. So the Rambam therefore passes based on this Gemara. That zaysin v'anovim is the raisa. Tut l'vimonim is the rabbonon. Why? Since some people do schita, they make xera otu zeisim anovim, and shar peris is mutter, not b'nei schita. That's all, and that's how it's called in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch does distinguish between chayev and potter. We don't give misa nowadays. So, but he says that zeisim anovim is aser and tutim is aser, and shar peris is mutter. But now the problem, things changing. Base, take a look at that kuf mem dalat omid base. Shall base Menasher, right? Usochnim ribonim. Ribbeinu shel olam. Why? The Gemara said before you're not supposed to do it. Right? Because it was their minig. Since it was their minig, usochnim ribonim, and therefore they couldn't do it on Shabbos. Frek the Gemara. Look at the very important Gemara. Frek the Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem Dalet of the base. Menashem ben Menachem. Have a ruba di alma. See, so the end of the narrow lines. They're the Ruba the Alma. If they take it into account, some freaky kind of activity. Rashi explains. Ruba the Alma, the Mishim Il Chudei, Nashve Derech Rimon of Leschita. We're going to say, because they did it. Who cares that they did it? It's presumably a minority. Answer the Gemara, in. The Tanan, Amichayim, Kotzim, Bekerem, Rabbi Lezer, Mekidesh, the Chachamim Omrim, Eina Mekadesh, Adadaba, Shekamohu, Mekayim. This is a source coming from Mishnah Kilayim. Okay? Mishnah Kilayim. This explains the Gemara. My Tam Rabbi Lezer. Shekain, Ba'arabia, Arabia, Mekayim, Kotze, Sodos, Ligmale. You see, so same as you have Arabia, so you have a basement b'shem Menashe b'Menachem. Frek the Gemara, wait a minute. Me the area, Arabia Asra, Arabia. The billion people living in Arabia. Much to our chagrin. Hacha, Butla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. You're comparing Arabia, a whole country, to one family of Shabbos Menashe b'Menachem. What kind of comparison is that? Answers the Gemara, El Ha'ayla time of the last narrow line, Rav Chista. Rav Chista, another amazing tushta. First we come to Kalayim, we went to Shabbos here. Now we come to Terodim Shem Sochtam and the son of the Mikveh, Pols and Mikveh Bashin and Mara. I will have an eschidinu. Elo Ma'isak Lameva Kema Dach Shevinu, Havilu Mashke. Hachinami Kema Dach Shevinu, Havilu Mashke. Stop right here. Get an impression from this Gemara that Achshavinu is the ultimate weapon that takes care of everything. Okay? So it appears. That's how the Gemara ends up so far. However, there's another opinion. Line 3. Rav Papa Omar Shavdahavi Dova Shein Osim Imenu Mikvah Lechatchila. Chol Dova Shein Osim Imenu Mikvah Lechatchila. Posel es hamikvah. Rashi, last end of the narrow lines. A pop amar. Tamid atrodin lav mishum chashivus adach shevinu. Ulolam lav mashkeninu. Or the mifsel mishum. The koldova shein osim imenu mikvah. Shein omayim. Moshele gobor at posel mikvah. Bishuni mara. Even if it's not considered to be in the category of mashk. Now, Rabosai. If you assume ach shevinu, there's a problem. Why is it that Shar Peris is mutter? Let's review again. Zeisim Anovim is the rice. Tutnim and Rimonim is the rabbonim. Shar Peris is mutter. Why is it mutter? Achshavinu. Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains. Let's go. Kirav Chista. Afal gav the lahamal achoshim came in the achshim iyu halo the day mashkin. Achim mefarash av nachon the brayse the liyad tzochim be pagod the ube prishin the lamad. Oh, why is that? But at the top brayse, the top line of this amud means lamate kapri v'lo l'tzorach hamashkin. Look at that. The only time it's going to be mutter, according to Shitas Rashi, according to this stage in the Gemara anyway, you're squeezing out the liquids only to make the fruit sweeter. If you want the mashkin, it in fact would be prohibited. Prohibited. Okay? So by Shar Peiris, it would be permissible only in that case. Tutim and Rimona, no. Why? You're afraid he'll be sochet the mashkin, which is chayef. That's what it says in Rashi. Okay, watch this. I will over him on him. I feel the matkon. Why? He shall base Menashe, he's soaked in the whole, the Tzorach Mashke, he'll come to Shabbos, Osir. I feel the matik. Hol v'ikah chad, to over the shame, Mashke, Rebbein Hashem, so it's like Zeru the Gzeru. Is that right? According to this. So, okay, whatever maybe, so it would, so it would appear. Now, according to Shitas Rashi on both sides, it comes out that Zeisim and Anovim is Lav Dafka. Zeisim and Anovim, the average person who squeezes it is Chayef. But Tutim and Rimonim, if you are mashing it, you would also be Chayef. This is what the Chayonim says according to Shitas Rashi. I, Shar Peiris, Shar Peiris. So Rashi explained, we just read the Rashi. Rashi explained that we say it's mutl lamatek apri, and we're not worried he's going to do it. Avol pegor nekel lemechash. Why? The last line of the long Rashi of Chista. The ein adam also the mashkin. We're not worried about it, right? That's what Rashi said. We're not worried about it, and if someone would do it, b'chayev, and the chayodim is choishes for the shita, and if anyone squeezes any fruit, the maskana, you would be chayav according to Shitas Rashi. The Beis Yosef says that's not what Rashi meant. The Siman Shin Chav. The Beis Yosef says that Rashi explained the Brisa as only Mamatik and Safri, only called the Ahavamina, that Achshavina was the key. See, they stuck. We pass Negra of Popo. We don't pass an Achshavina. And therefore, it's Mutta to be Socha Sharperis, even Lime Mayan. So Tutlev Rimolim is the Rabbonon. Zaysan Anovim is the Raisa. And the Mechaber and Shin Chav Sifal was not worried about Rashi's Shita. The Shittasim and the Beis Yosef, the Rashi only said it according to the, what we call the Havamina, according to the Maskon, like a Papa, the Svar Bachshavinu is in fact not accepted. Anyone, any questions so far? It's just so far, chaz it over. A little bit of Kuf Mem Gimel, Kuf Mem Dalet, and Kuf Mem He. Fine, let's chaz a little bit. The Beis Yosef says we pass like a Papa, and we deny the Svar of Achshavinu. To explain why the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh are matir to be to schita of Shar Peiris. Of Shar Peiris. That's what he says. If you look at the Bir Halacha, in his commentary, at the very beginning of Siman Shin Chof, in discussing this Chiddush of the Beis Yosef, it's a lengthy piece, Mutter. He says it's very, very nice what the Beis Yosef said. However, the Beis Yosef, in defending the Rif, Rama, Rosh, etc., etc., he only did it by saying that the Achshavinu is, at the end of the day, rejected, okay? However, there's a bit of a problem, says the Biolach. He didn't see other Rishon. What other Rishon? The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, that have a different shot. You read it to you. He says, "Kol zeh nela meina beisoyis levabach shadoch kula atzman liyashiv shit kushus Rashi the shit is a matirin, namely that we don't pass him." Like a b'chis on a pup. They didn't look at the other gedolei rishonim. What did they say? I read to the recall to verbatim. I Rashi's kasha. Is their answer? And the Rashi is incorrect. What's the real answer? He says, Keva de'ika mi'uta de'sachtilu v'zeno ha'kiminik also mi'it v'sochta le'mashkin v'chashovan achshavinu ha'vilehu mashkin v'ilu b'shar peris she'ein shuma adam sochta le'mashkin afa pisha zeh schoton but lo daito etzal kol adam v'nochonu. There's a whole new pshat. A whole new pshat. In other words, the Beis Yosef said that he got stuck with this kasha. That it's from Achshavinu Shaloka Alocha. But he did the Be'alocha as a shtaka taina. They didn't quote all these Gedolei Rishonim, Ramban, Rashbo, Ritva, who also defended the Rif with a different teret. Not that we reject Achshavinu completely, as the Beis Yosef does, but rather we accept it only in a case of Tutan Verimone, where there is a Miyot out there that does it. But if it's a Butler Daito, we don't even say Achshavinu either. Fine. Comes the Ramah over here in Simon Shin, Chof, Sif, Af. Again, the Mechaber says, Zeisim Anovim, Osel Asochta. Fine. Tut the Brimonim, Osel Asochta. Okay, it doesn't go into the Protim, because one gets Malkus, one is the Rice on Terabonim. The Ramah mentions it, the Mechaber doesn't give Malkus, doesn't give Misa, doesn't give Korban, doesn't give it. So they're all the same so far. Fine. Ushaka Leperis, Mutter Lesachta. Finished. That's it, Mutter. Pashup Shandi Gemara is that way. Says the Ramah, Uvemokom Shenogu Lischot Eza Peris, Lishtos Memov, Machmas Tzoma Otanu, Dino Kin Tutin Verimon. If the minig is that people do it, then it's like Tutin Verimon. Avel Nogu, Lisochto, Lerufu, Levad, Ein Lachsh. Okay. Frektim of an Avram against this Ramah, you only ask me in a case, Mokom Shenogu, Lischot, but the Beis Yosef Rabosai said differently. If you look on the original source, the Beis Yosef says if in one place there is Nagu Lischot, it's also throughout the world. Throughout the world, as a Mefurash Gemara, Beis Menashe did Rimonim, and we paskin that Tutim Rimonim are also throughout the world. We don't do a poll in New York City. Are they Sochim Tutim Rimonim? Similarly, in Arabia, the Mekayim Kotz and Bekarim, right? So it looks like Karim. So we don't ask, we're not living in Arabia, Baruch Hashem. We're living we should be living in Eretz Yisrael, right? But we're living in America. It's a little better than Arabia. What's going on in Arabia today? Whoa. Okay? So what's the answer? Says the Magen Avraham that the Gemara, it's a machlokas hatanoim rabosai in Klai Akeret, right over here. So Chazer again. Just to review again briefly. It's not. End of the narrow line of the Kufam Dalam Beis. Hamekayim Kotzim Bekerim. Rabbi Lezer Mekidesh Rechomim Amim Eino Mekadesh. Adobah Shekumo Mekayimim. What's Pratin Rabbi Lezer? Shekein Barabio Mekayimim Kotzim Sonos Ligmaleim. Okay? This is the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Says the Malan Avraham, you look in Yoradea, we pass like the Chachamim in Uchus Kalayim. Only in that place. Other places it's permissible here too. Us lischot only b'mokam shenogu lischot, as the Ramah said, which is against the Beis Yosef. We wanted to ask to it everywhere. Oh. So the question is this really true? Take a look at Tosis way back on Sadi Beis Omud Beis. Top Tosis. Talking about Hilchos Hotzah. Hilchos Hotzah. So the more on Tzadi Beis of Malav, the very end said, Hamotzi Masui al Rosho Potter. Carrying your head, your potter. Look at that. But in Hutzal, the town in Babel, they would carry on their heads. Said, Echad b'nei Hutzal shehotzi Masui al Rosho b'Shabbos Chayev. Because that's came b'nei Hirosim came. The bottle died to call Adam. Well, it says, not your potter. In Tinsaloma, Anche Hutzal Olsen came. Bottle died to call Adam. It's a famous expression. Here's where it's found. This is the expression. Freg Toysvis over here. The cushion. The last wide line on top. Tiny Beis of Beis. The Perek Chavis of Kufem Dal and Beis. Gabi Shul Beis Menashe Yosochim Rimonim. Prof Beis Menashe Habi Ruba Di Alma. Mashani in Nana Mekayim Kotzim Bekerim. Kim Baravia Mekayim Kotzim Bekerim. Arabia. But like, see here, but here it's Hutzal. Yeshlomo the Hosum Choshuv Minig Arabia. The Lechol Olam Nami. Watch this now. Imhoya Lehem Rov Gamalim. Have Nami Mekayim. They had camels. They don't have camels. They don't do it. It's not something we wouldn't do for some for principled reasons. Just we don't have any camels. Al Beis Menashe, the Chad Gavra, Bot Ladaito, Afal Gav, the Lechol Olam, Imhoya Lehem Rimonim, Harbe, Hayusochti. So the distinction between one person or family and a large community is in a case in which they're doing it, Rabosai, in a circumstance in which the rest of the world would have also done it. But Anshei Hutzal, everyone has a head. Everyone could carry on their head. And they still don't do it. So then even though a Hutzal is more than one family, it's of no consequence. This is the Tosfos in Shabbos, Tzadi Beis Amid Beis. You follow me? It's something which everyone would do under those conditions has more power than something which they other people don't do, even though they have exactly the same conditions. That's what Tosfos says, Rabbi Osai. That's what Tosfos says. Fine?
It's not actually, according to Tosfos, it's not actually that they're being changing, that people wouldn't have done it, and they're doing it, so therefore they can establish it for everyone. It's really everyone would have done it if they had so many remarks.
Right, that's true. So, but even in that kind of a case where everyone would have done it, it's only when it's a place, not one family. So you need two conditions. It should be a place, and everyone would have done it. Well, you need both conditions. So the Morgan Gavron quotes Tosfos. Okay? And says the Ramban's verdict as well that we just saw over here. And he passed explained the Beis Yosef, and amazing. He passed the Gavron against Rebbe Lezer. And in one place, except for Arabia, there's no Isur Mekayim Kotzim Bekerem, because Mekayim Kotzim, you're not doing anything. It's not called Achshavine. You just Mekayim it there. It's all based in Achshavine. You have to do something. Then by Kotzim, you're just leaving it there. But by Rimonim, since you're squeezing, it's called Achshavine, and there's a Mir Tzochtin. Everyone would have been Tzochtan Schita had they had Rimonim, as we saw. It was a pasuk in that way, Rabbi Osai, by pairs. Oh. He wants to say that the Ramah was right because they didn't know about the Ramban and they didn't quote Tosfos on Tzadi Beis and Midbeis. But Halacha Lemaaseh says the Beis Yosef is correct based on Tosfos and the Ramban that if it's doing it in one place, they would have done it in other places. It's usher everywhere. So therefore, what the Ramah says over here is the Mokam Shenogu Lischot. It's usher, but otherwise it's mutter wrong. It's usher everywhere. The criteria of the Tosfos on Tzadi Beis and the Ramban are in fact met. So to explain the Ramah writes the Machzitz HaShekel on his commentary on that very same Mokam Avram here in our Simon Shin Chav. And the Ramah holds that even Rimonim, you can do Schita. The place where they're not nischotin, and the brice that it asks Rimonim, Stam, goes according to Rabbi Lezer, but we don't pass in that way. And why didn't the Rama say so? Who asked it Stam? Because you can explain the Machaber, the mean, it's referring to the Tit of Rimonim, only in a place where it's normally done. Okay, that could be one understanding. So, fine, there's much more to be said about this, but I'm not going to go into because the time is a little bit short. The Bir Halacha says as follows. The Rashba, here on our Gemara, says, Aravya Asra, Hoka Butla Dait, the Wetzel Kolodon. Not like Rashi. Rashi understood the distinction between an individual and an entire community. Yeah. The Rashba is a different interpretation. The Gemara's Kasha is a Svara of Tosfos on Tzadi Beis and Midbeis. Arabia, they were Mekayim, Kotzim, Bekerem. Why? Because they had Gemalim and Kotzim. We've done it anywhere. But Rimonim, they're all over the place. And we don't do Schidas and Rimonim. Answers the Gemara, Achshavinu Shani. It's Osir throughout the world, even in a case where they don't squeeze in other places where they have rimonim. Why is this relevant? Because the bir halacha here, first bir halacha we read was bir masl mutter. Second one, bir masl uvim makom, is this false? Watch this. Look at Avraham, it's from Tosfos. Look at the Rashba, on our Gemara, Arabi Astra, they don't hold like Tosfos. They don't hold like Tosfos. They hold like Tosfos as far as the Gemara's Kasha. We don't pass that way. La Halacha. We don't pass that way, La Halacha. Okay? So not Avraham passed like Tosfos. But the Mishnah Berlach wants to pass in against him. You don't say, Butler Daita, whatever it may be. I'm not going to all these problems. Halacha l'maisa, Rabbosai, we have significant restrictions when it comes to schita, but we don't assume necessarily as a din d'oraisa, except for zeis and v'anavim. As we mentioned before, Rashi, the last Rashi in our daf, kuf mem hei amanav, he says that only zeis and v'anavim is d'oraisa. Okay? So the Prima Godim says that the Ran, you get an impression that Zeisim and Ovim is a mashke, and Shara Peres is not a mashke. On a simple level, what the Prima Godim is saying is a machlokas Rashi and the Ran. The Rashi says, Rabbosai, it all depends on what you normally do. The only reason why other Peres are not the Raisa, because it's not normal. Whereas the Ran said it's a lumda shavart. No, Shara Peres is this ain't shame. Mashkelov. That's what the Mefarshim suggests. It's a machloikus, the Prima Godim says. A machloikus. Kabbalah tells us, no, it's no machloikus. Precisely because, Labur Chayu, as Rashi said, that's why there's no shame mashke. And he quotes the Rashi, has both phrases back to back. Shein daka shabayonim lesochton, flohavi mashke, elke mefarg ochel, mitoch ochel. And even Rashi is mashma that way. Take a look. Rashi's over here. Rashi says that Sochtin bepagon v'uzrudin. Why? Lav ruchay. It's a top Rashi on Lav Kuf Mem Dalid Amud Beis. And when it comes to Rimonim, why is it Asur? Achshavinu is considered to be a mashke. Right? This is Rama Fush, the third wide line. Kev Nachshavinu Havle Mashke. If it's Labur Chai B'Hachi, then it's not considered to be a Mashke. That's what it would appear. Oh. So now, Rabbosai, the question becomes just a little about the numbers over here. The Lashon of the Ran is, Tutnav Rimonim Shein Omdim Kol Kach L'Mashkin K'Zeisim V'Anovim. We saw before in Rashi. Mo Zeisim V'Anovim is the Mashke. Tutnav Rimonim is not that way. Most tutan v'rimonim are to eat. But of course, there are a number of people, prana mira motzi, who use it for mashkim as well, as opposed to sharpeks. This lashon sounds, Rabbosai, that the majority of the fruits is a determinant. Rubon, the majority of the fruits. So you go on the internet, you find out the majority of any particular fruit, is it used for eating or used for drinking? It's used for drinking, it may be the rice of Isman Azep, it depends on the time and place. And if the majority is for eating, then not. However, if you look at the Mogan Avram, he says that Zeisim Vanovim, quote, Rov ha'olam sochtim osam l'meimeyim. You get an impression from here, Rabbosai, it's not a matter of the majority of the fruits, it's a matter of the majority of the people. Is there a machlekes over here? Perhaps we can say no. Rashi, who said, depend upon the majority of the fruits, they're talking on a level of... Let's go slow. A level of Doraisa. So perhaps we can say that if rove people do it, they made a gzeira. According to the Torah, they made a gzeira, tutim rimonim, only if most of the fruits are squeezed. But on the level of the Raisa, it depends upon the fruits. Kamza Chazanish, to end the shi with your question. Does it change from generation to generation? Yes. Kam Kuf Mem Dalam Ad Beis, says the Chazanish. It changes. So oranges, he says, if Rov Tashmisha Bekach, maybe Rov Ben Adam, he's specific about it. Either way, maybe it'll be an Issa Daraisa. Maybe an Issa Daraisa. So this is something which is very, very, very important. Very important. It's hard to know exactly what it is. What about lemons? The Tur Pasin is here, it's quoted in Sifok. Mutter Lisko Lemons. The whole sif is three words. Without a squeeze, lemons. Why? Because you don't drink lemon juice. You put it only, throw it into your tea. But you don't drink it by yourself. Fret the Tzemach Tzedek in his commentary on Kuf Mem Hayam and Aleph, Zaysin. You don't drink shemen by itself. The Maran Brocha says, it's mazik. So you get an impression that shemen is exeris akosav. It's found in the Chumash. Considered a mashke, even though it's not normally consumed to drink it by itself. So it comes out of the Kubish Shemazai is an exception to the rule, based on the Xerasa cost. We'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue.